Welcome to Meet the Candidate, and my guest for this session is Anthony Welty. He's running for State Insurance Commissioner, and welcome, Anthony.
Hi, thank you.
So glad that you could come into the office. When statewide candidates can make it to Spokane, we always appreciate that.
Well, the west side of the state and the east side of the state need representation, so I'm happy to be in Spokane.
Well, we're glad to have you. This is that get acquainted with the candidate interview, just asking a few simple questions, starting with where did you grow up and go to school?
Yeah, well, I'm a born and raised Washingtonian, born in Everett, Washington, and went to Marysville schools all from elementary, junior high, high school, and now they have two high schools, so Marysville's growing. It was fun when I was putting out signs. I put out a couple extra in my hometown, even though I've, you know, kind of lived in other places as a young adult and, you know, now a husband and a father. But put out a couple signs extra in Marysville just for good measure, make sure I could carry my hometown.
It's a fun way to actually reconnect with is the whole sign planting thing with the campaign.
Yeah, my sister kept getting a bunch of text messages. She's like, "Is somebody you know running for office?" And so she was quite proud.
Good. So your family's still there, and after you left school, you're not in Marysville now. You got some additional training or schooling that took you other places.
Yeah, you know, I went straight into the workforce after high school. I loved growing up in Marysville, but, you know, like most young adults, right, you want to get away from your parents and such. So lived in Everett for a while with my guy friends. My first job was, you know, working at Toys R Us, where I learned how to build bikes and play sets and stuff. I even dressed up as Jeffrey the Giraffe once. I'll tell you what, kids can be mean to those mascots, so parents, watch out for the mascots. They need your protection. And, you know, lived in Seattle for a while and then ultimately met my wife in Edmonds and, you know, been married and for six, seven years now and have a five-year-old, you know, and they're on the campaign trail with me. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay. So what was, beyond that first job experience at Toys R Us, what is it that you're doing now?
Yeah, well, I have a background in insurance, property and casualty. I'd actually worked in the banking industry through the 2008 banking collapse. Okay. And, you know, like a lot of people, I lost my job. So I wanted to find ways to, you know, find a career path that might be a little more stable. And I got involved with insurance. It was a similar type of work that I could do, but with a different product. And I enjoyed, you know, helping people and also learning about the products and insurance. And that's what's led me now, 10 years later, to running for State Insurance Commissioner.
Okay, so you've gone into insurance from the ground up, literally.
Yeah, and I stayed on the ground floor for the most part. You know, I'm not a suit and tie corporate guy. I have my bone to pick with the insurance companies. But my true job day to day was just helping people save money, find better policies for either their small business or their home or their family. And, you know, it was always nice to work with people and just make them feel a little more educated. Which is kind of the role I want to take as insurance commissioner, is just educate people on this important position that affects everybody's lives.
Okay. Well, one of the things I like to ask about is if there's some travel or volunteer experiences that have helped shape the attitudes that you bring to the office.
You know, volunteerism is something that's really key to me and my family. I think it's something that maybe is lacking in society. You know, my grandparents are great. They gave a lot to their church and they helped a lot. But they didn't talk about it very much. It was kind of one of those things they just did quietly on the side. And now as a father myself, I'm kind of taking the opposite approach. You know, I'll go out and or instead of doorbelling for votes, in the past I've doorbelled for food for veterans communities. I'll do peanut butter and jelly drives at Albertsons just to get food for the local food banks. And I take my kid with me for that. So he gets more of a heart for something that maybe took me longer to get involved in. You know, I was always kind of along the lines like, well, help yourself, you bum. And then going through losing a job myself and realizing that good people can fall on hard times and really kind of working through some of those, you know, maybe prejudices I had even has really focused my life for the last 10 years on giving and serving and helping. And politics is just one weird way we can do that.
Okay. So one of the other areas we can talk about a little bit is how you see the duties of the office. Insurance commissioner is a little obscure to most people.
Yep.
And so you've come into it from insurance. Was there a particular event that triggered your interest in the office? And then how do you see the duties of the office?
Yeah, this is a wholly important role, you know, but it's personal for me and why I chose this race. And it's, I think, personal for a lot of people. And that is another reason why I've chosen this race. You know, I see this position as consumer protection, making sure everybody's rights to insurance are protected and the healthcare choices that they want to make. And year after year, things seem to get broken. But my story was my wife and son lost health insurance. I'd been married for, I think, a year and a half. We were pregnant. My wife was pregnant, rather. I had, you know, little to do with that.
No, you get to be, it's a wee thing if you're supporting her properly.
Yeah, we definitely did. Thank you, honey, if you're watching this later. But we lost insurance. We'd shot for a policy. It was already a little more expensive than what we would have liked, but it was a good policy. We were happy. My son was born, and 3 months later, we got a notice saying that the insurance provider was leaving the state of Washington. Mm. I was an insurance agent at the time. I knew kind of how the market was shifting and how difficult it is in Washington to get good coverage. When something affects you personally, I find that that is one thing that triggers people to get involved, and it definitely triggered me. And now as I've been around the state for a couple of years talking about this position, I've really learned that, you know, my story is not unique. It's just an unfortunate one that's been duplicated over and over. So as insurance commissioner, I just want to help each individual family get what they want in a truly peaceful way that allows us all to coexist. Because right now politics is kind of nasty. You've got two sides always fighting over things. Mm-hmm. And we, the people, are kind of left in the air hanging, mm-hmm. you know, paying the bill for everything.
Okay. So enlighten people about what the duties are of the Office of Insurance Commissioners. The job interview you're running for, what's the job entail?
Well, it's a consumer protection agency, first and foremost. It's not a legislative role. So you won't see me in the Capitol getting to vote on bills or developing a voting record or anything of that nature. But I will be kind of a citizen lobbyist, really lobbying for the citizens of Washington to have more affordable insurance, more accountable government. But it's tasked with regulating insurance companies within the confines of the existing laws, approving rates, approving policy types, denying policies and things of that nature. So my goal is to go into it as open-minded as I can to make sure that people on all sides of the aisle are feeling heard and having the accountable insurance and government that they deserve.
Okay. Well, I hold this last minute for every candidate to answer the question directly. Why should people vote for Anthony Welty for insurance commissioner?
Well, I hope to earn people's vote first off. I don't expect to get elected. I hope to earn that right because it is a representative position. And that's truly the heart that I want to have when I'm in office is to represent each individual person. And I don't think most government politicians do that. And I believe that's why I'm right for this role. And I'll stay true to that. I want to be able to look myself in the mirror every single night, look my 4, 5, 6-year-old kid in the face and tell him that, hey, Dad did a good job today. I stood up for the little guy. And that's what I'll do for all the families of Washington.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Anthony. And safe travels. Enjoy your campaign.
I will stay safe. And thank you, everybody.
90 million Christians are eligible to vote.
40 million didn't.
That's 45% of eligible Christians not voting.
We can change that.
We Believe We Vote was designed to arm people of faith with information on candidates
and how they line up with biblical and constitutional principles.
It's simply WeBelieveWeVote.com.
We're on a mission to rev up the 2020 election.
Tell your friends, your neighbors, and especially your pastors to rev up.
Be an educated voter.
Arm yourself with truth based on the Word of God.
2020, rev up.
Register, educate, vote.
Rev up.
Rev up.
Rev up 2020.